Good afternoon, I am Rika Lazo. Dateline Philippines begins right now. COVID-19 deaths in Europe reach 1 million. Despite the somber news, Britain has pushed through with its plan to ease curbs for the first time in months, opening up shops and other establishments such as gyms and spas. This has raised fears of another surge in coronavirus infections. The World Health Organization warned the public not to get complacent as the world reaches a critical point in the pandemic.
Confusion, complacency and inconsistency in public health measures and their application are driving transmission and costing lives. It takes a consistent, coordinated and comprehensive approach.
If you look on our website and you actually look at the epicurve and the trajectory of the pandemic right now, it is growing exponentially. This is not the situation we want to be in 16 months into a pandemic where we have proven control measures.
Here at home, there has been a negative growth rate of COVID-19 in the capital region due to the enhanced community quarantine. But that's not a reason to celebrate yet. The Okta Research Group notes while daily coronavirus cases eased for a week under ECQ, this does not guarantee a downward trend.
It means that if we take the average number of cases last week, I have updated data that I'm going to read. The average number of cases per day for the past 7 days is 4,800. And the previous week, if we go back 1 week before, the average number of cases was 5,300. So we can see that this past week was lower, 4,800, versus the week before that, 5,300. So this time it's a decrease of 9%. But it does not guarantee that we're already on a downward trend.
The Philippines confirmed over 11,300 new coronavirus cases Monday, the fourth straight day that the number of new infections was over 10,000. The figure is also the sixth highest since the start of the pandemic. Meanwhile, deaths due to COVID-19 have surpassed 15,000, while 703,000 have recovered from the virus. The Philippine Health Department, along with the National Task Force Against COVID-19, vows to decongest hospitals during the implementation of modified enhanced community quarantine in the NCR and other areas. To do this, the DOH and NTF are working to institute a so-called NCR Plus integrated COVID-19 system, which will facilitate the referral of all kinds of COVID-19 cases. Mild cases will be referred to temporary treatment facilities, moderate cases in level 1 to 2 hospitals, and severe cases in level 3 hospitals. The DOH and NTF will also activate new isolation facilities, which will provide the country more than 1,700 additional beds for mild and asymptomatic cases. The government also eyes converting other facilities like stadiums and coliseums into mega vaccination sites. This as they aim to inoculate 4 million Filipinos a month once the bulk of COVID-19 vaccine supply arrives.
Kailangan po natin 55,000 vaccinators and we will have more or less 5,000 to 6,000 vaccination sites with 100 per team. Ang balak nga namin is kayahin natin yung ginawa sa US na yung mga stage na yung mga coliseum ay i-convert natin na mega vaccination site. Wala pa po tayo sa mega. Ang inano po natin, mga doon pa lang po tayo sa mga hospitals. At saka yung na-able pa lang po natin is more or less 2,000, tinatawag nating rural at saka mga tinatawag nating third class na vaccination site.
The Philippines in talks to acquire 20 to 40 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccine Chief Carlito Galvez Jr. says he is expecting the arrival of the jabs once the U.S. finishes its inoculation drive, which he estimates to be in July. According to Galvez, the U.S. committed to give some of their excess doses to ally countries, including the Philippines.
And we are very happy that they confirm yung initial commitment po nila. And we are happy also that hopefully it will be also included in COVAX. So meaning over and above dun sa natin, sa bilateral po natin, ay magkakaroon po tayo sa COVAX. So ibig sabihin, pagka nag-succeed po tayo sa COVAX, we will also succeed to have some excess of the doses from Pfizer.
Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration says it may finish evaluating Johnson & Johnson's application for emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine this week. Government is also expecting 1.5 million more doses of Sinovac's jabs and 500,000 doses of Russia's Sputnik V this month. Galvez says Sputnik V may be used on the elderly now that AstraZeneca vaccines have run out. President Duterte no longer interested in getting vaccinated against COVID-19. In his public address Monday night, the 76-year-old chief executive said he was ready to give his allocated vaccine to someone else. He added, those who have a chance to live productively should be prioritized.
We are not in the priority anyway. Kasi above ano na. Ang unahin natin, yung mabubuhay pa. Ako, magwe-wave ako. Magwe-wave ako. Bago sa 70 above. Alam mo, 70 above. Ano mang makuha mo magsige ka dream? Dream of what? Living until kingdom come? Most of the senior citizens are no longer that productive. Pero na lang yung na-elect itong mga naging congressman, senador. O, kasi may trabaho talaga yan. Pero go after this, wala na akong...
Last year, Duterte said he was willing to be publicly vaccinated, even offering to be a guinea pig for Russia's COVID-19 jab. President Duterte taunted his critics once again Monday, just days after he went missing from the public eye for nearly 2 weeks. Duterte addressed rumors on his whereabouts in his weekly public address. He says he deliberately avoided public appearances.
Noong nawala ako ng ilang araw, talagang sinadya ko yun. Ganun ako eh. Nasaan ang presidente? You know, baka patay na. If you want me to die early, you must pray harder. Actually, what you intend or what you would like to happen is to see me go. You want me to go and you're praying for that.
Duterte added, he returns to his hometown, Davao City, whenever he wants. He also defended his longtime aide, Senator Christopher Bongo, who has posted photos of Duterte playing golf and riding his motorbike. Duterte said there was nothing wrong with enjoying his free time. The chief executive canceled his public engagements last week after some members of his security team tested positive for COVID-19. But Malacañang said Duterte was not sick. A new study shows almost 2 in 3 Filipinos agree that President Duterte's health is a public matter. According to a new Social Weather Station survey, 65% of Filipinos believe Duterte should disclose his health status, while the remaining 32% think it's a private concern. The survey was conducted in September last year. Back in 2019 and 2018, 61% of Filipinos said Duterte's health is a public matter. The new survey comes as Duterte faces backlash for disappearing from the public eye for nearly 2 weeks amid the raging COVID-19 pandemic. A bishop rebuffs the statement of palace spokesperson Harry Roque that it was unchristian to ask how he was able to immediately secure hospital admission for COVID-19. Manila Archdiocese Apostolic Administrator Bishop Broderick Pabillo said the question was legitimate because as a public official, Roque should be transparent. Roque's hospitalization for his second bout with COVID-19 comes as hospitals turn away other COVID-19 patients after reaching full capacity.
Bakit babansagan? Gusto lang magsagot na siya ng maayos kung paano. Gusto malaman ng mga tao. And as a public figure, dapat hindi sila matakot. Nagtanong din sila ng publiko sa ganyang mga pangyayari. Kaya ito was uncalled for.
World News Now, Taiwan says 25 Chinese Air Force aircraft have entered its airspace, the largest incursion by China in the self-ruled island to date. Taiwan's defense ministry identified the aircraft as fighter jets and nuclear-capable bombers. In response, Taiwan dispatched combat aircraft to warn away the Chinese fleet. This comes after the U.S. State Department issued new guidelines that will enable U.S. officials to meet Taiwanese officials more freely. The U.S. is also ramping up cooperation with the Philippine military. A two-week joint military exercise between the two countries kicked off on Monday. The drills are expected to strengthen Manila's capabilities in addressing security challenges, especially amid China's increased aggression in the West Philippine Sea. And that'll do it for today. Thank you for joining us. I am Rika Lazo. If you want to revisit today's episode, Dateline Philippines podcast is on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Play back this newscast too on ANC's YouTube channel and on ANC 24/7 on Facebook. Keep safe, everyone, as you keep it here on the ABS-CBN News Channel.